This is the inside track. We're at the Pit Side Parts open house. Got a chance to catch up for a minute with IMCA stock car driver Jeremy Punt from Donaldson. I had to think there for a minute where you're from, Jeremy. Right here in Donaldson, aren't you?
Yep, small town Donaldson. Don't get too far away from it.
I tell you, you had a pretty good season in the IMCA stock car class. I think, what was it, eighth in the points you ended up?
Yeah, eighth at Donaldson and 13th at Burlington on a part-time schedule. So wasn't bad for my first go-around in the rookie, starting as a rookie in the IMCA stock cars. But really looking forward to this next year. Learned a lot last year and want to really improve on the program and see if we can be a little more competitive with the top three cars every week.
And I'll tell you, the I say it over and over and over again. People probably get tired of hearing it, but, man, the IMCA stock car class is just so tough. So to finish in the top five in the IMCA stock car class, I don't care if it's 34 or Donaldson or down at Quincy, doesn't matter where. You got to run pretty much a flawless race to finish in the top five. You might be able to get a top five maybe if you start on the pole and made a few mistakes. You might get a fifth, but man, if you start seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, something like that, or it's pretty easy to not have a top five. It's tough.
Yeah, the guys that we're running with have been doing this for a long time and a lot of experience, and they just don't make mistakes. I mean, when they do, it's very seldom, and when you just come into it, it's real intimidating, you know, when they can go lap after lap, do the same thing, and know where they need to run and, you know, and fool you here and there, and they make you think that something else is working when it's not. But just staying at it and trying to learn from them guys that have been doing it for, you know, 5, 10, 15 years, you just got to just learn from their example and try to get everything you can take and leave it all on track and hopefully you don't tear it up so you can race with them again next week.
You know, that's just it. When you look out there on the track each night and you see a Griner up there and Jeff Mueller and Jason Cook and Ryan Cook and I'll tell you, there's not too many slouches up there in the front.
No, it's all good drivers, and it really doesn't matter what track you go to. You always hear about them top five cars that they run top five every week. Yeah, like you said, Matt Griner, Jeff Mueller, Abe Holes. I mean, Cooks, both Cook boys. You just the names go on and on, and it seems like here in Lee County Lee County Speedway in Burlington, we have 10 cars that could win that race any given night, and them are the same 10 cars that travel to Donaldson, they go to Burlington, they go to Quincy, they go to the Super Nationals, and then they're competitive at the Super Nationals even. They make the feature on Saturday night almost every year, and it's tough, but, you know, it's, like I said, just learn every bit you can and see what you can do with them.
That's it, you know, and that's, like you said, you add in people like Abe Holes and then John Oliver Jr. and Cale Sandberg. I mean, my gosh, the list just goes on and on of people that aren't easy to get by.
Yeah, and, you know, like Corey Strotham, he's another –
Exactly.
He won that one race. He just left us. Me and Cale fought for second and third almost the whole race, and he just left the whole field. And sometimes you get a night like that where one car can just break away and has just found that magic setup, and that's what it takes. It's just – The main thing is just finding the setup that is most consistent and can get you a top three every night, especially if you're going to run for this points championship. And that's what we hope to do this year, is try to find something that's more consistent and run for top three in points, hopefully.
Tell us a little bit, you know, going from the hobby stock class to up to stock car, what's been what was the biggest challenge last year running this season in the stock car class? What was your biggest challenge that you dealt with?
I bet anybody that has ever raced stock car could tell you, if they come from a hobby stock, they drive the stock car class, they drive into the corner probably as hard, I would guess, as any class that I've ever raced in. It's a pretty limited number there for classes, but we raced in the corner and through the middle. The hobby stock was always race off the corner and drag races, you know, down the straightaways. But the momentum we carry getting into the corners and the side bite we can produce with these, you know, very limited stock style cars, not much stock about them, but when you compare it to a modified, they run the life out of these cars, getting them into the corner and through the middle. And you got to be on the wheel if you're going to keep up with these guys, because they're not scared to take you 3-4 wide and rub you the whole corner. And they won't rub you hard, but, you know, they're going to know, you're going to know they're there, and they're not going to lift, and neither are you, because that's the only way you can win, is if you're on that gas and you stay with them the whole time.
Do you feel like you're Do you feel like you're a lot more on edge in the stock car than you did in the hobby stock? Were you more comfortable in the hobby stock, or are you more nervous? Maybe not now. You've got a season behind you, but does it feel like you're just on the edge of losing it in the stock car?
Yeah, well, not so much as losing it, being out of control, but losing my mind because I'm just freaking out. You know, I'm racing against the guys I grew up loving to watch, you know, with Jason Ryan Cook and Jeff Mueller. I mean, these are guys that I watched when I was a kid, and I just loved watching them. Now I get to race with them, and when you're three wide with, you know, two of your heroes, and you got your elbows up, and you're doing everything you can just to keep from, you know, touching anybody, but they'll rub you just to let you know you're there. So it's intimidating. It gets in your head, but it's a lot of fun. The hobby stock was great fun, but this is just a whole nother level of fun. It gets your adrenaline pumping like I never thought racing could. And the hobby stock got me going, but this is going to keep me going for a long time.
How you feeling about your first year in the stock car class? Happy with it?
I'm happy. I wish it could have went better, but limited funds, limited sponsorship. And just starting out, I was trying to piece a car together that needed a lot more work, but we got through week to week and made the best of it we could and had a lot of fun doing it. And me and my dad and my wife and my whole family just really enjoyed doing the stock car deal. And I think I can afford to do the stock car deal better than I can the hobby stock. It seems the tires are a little more money, but my parts seem to last longer. And the guys I'm running with just won't come in there and body slam it. You'll rub a ton, but you won't bend a bumper. And that's huge.
Who'd you have for pit crew this year?
Oh, mainly myself most nights. My dad, of course, he helps when he can. My wife, Levi, Jake Smith, Barry Taft. The names go on. As in the pits, it seems like, especially in stock car class, we got so many guys drivers that their own crew will come over and help you out. Muellers, Kratzers. I mean, just you never know who's going to run over to the car, but we always got somebody around.
What do you got planned this season?
We're going to race Donaldson full time. It's real easy when I live in town. Burlington, not sure if we're gonna run full time, but the plan right now is possibly run there full time. I'd like to hit Quincy some more because they have a really good payout, and it's a little bit further drive, but I'd like to get down there.
Foster making noise as usual.
Yeah, it's okay. He's had a few adult beverages. He'll make it around.
Sounds like you're gonna have a busy season. Who you got for sponsors this year on your car? Do you know yet?
Yeah, I just got on that last week. Argyle Arena signed back up. I'm real glad they did that. Dallas Chiropractic Clinic. Cook Electric, I can't say enough for him. He's always happy to do it. Always happy to hear me on the phone asking for money, which is a huge relief when you're asking for sponsorship. Pitside Parts, Levi is helping me out a bunch. He's trying to get a new business going, so help him out. Buy some parts. He'll definitely cut you a deal and get you just about anything. Finish Line Restaurant, Kind Heart Graphics. Check them out for a wrap. They do awesome work. And kind of got me off guard. I know there's probably one or two I missed.
You're not the only one to struggle with that. It's been the case here the last few weeks, going to the banquets and stuff, and you talk to the different drivers. And, not that sponsorship's ever off their mind, but the car hasn't been, you know, right there in front of them daily. Through the season, it's a little easier, isn't it?
Yeah. When you raced all year and you've looked at that same paint scheme, sometimes you forget it, but then it's also burnt in your memory. Right now, I've got a 95 Regal body with factory paint and not one lick of paint or aftermarket paint or no sponsor names on it, so it just looks like a plain Jane Cole trickle cars.
Well, Jeremy Hunt, thanks for talking with us today, and great to run into you up here at the Pitside Parts Open House, and wish you the best of luck this season.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.